This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Brianna Stokes and I am interviewing Anaya Jordan, located in Brooklyn on February 5th, 2021. Do you give me permission to record and distribute this oral history?
Yes.
What is your name?
Anaya Jordan.
Wait, how old are you?
20.
What is your occupation?
I am a group leader at Pure Elements. I work with children.
What is your race identification?
I am an African-American woman.
Okay. What is your sexual orientation, if you mind me asking?
I am pansexual.
Okay. Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Where you grow up impact how you thought about cops or racism?
Yes.
How so?
Just basically because where I'm from in Brooklyn, basically by the projects, you remember targeted.
What do you mean by that?
So if we fit a racial profile, then we'll easily be picked up without questioning anything.
Okay. The next topic is COVID-19. How has this coronavirus changed your life?
I'm so used to being outside, like going outside early in the morning, get to school and then straight to work. But now it's all virtual and it's really hard to transition.
Okay. What hasn't been being home so often more now?
It's been insane. I feel like I'm going crazy now, basically because I can't go outside when I want to, but also because I can't really interact with people as much as I used to.
Okay. How did it impact you mentally and emotionally? If it did, how so?
It didn't really impact me emotionally, but mentally, I have more time to, like, think about things than I did before.
How has it impacted you socially?
Like I said before, I can't really go outside and hang out like I used to. So, I can't really see my friends
or the rest of my family like I used to.
How do you see each other now if you do?
Virtually. Sometimes Zoom, FaceTime, small gatherings.
Are people in your household still working?
Yes.
What are they working as or what are their jobs?
Me personally, like I said before,
I work in a school program that's not virtual. My mom works in a pharmacy, so she technically has to go out, along with my aunt, who's a nurse, so they both have to go out and risk their lives.
What have you learned about yourself and your family since the beginning of this crisis?
I basically learned that we don't really do much
with our free time
since we, or even before COVID, and now we have to, like, fill that in.
How have you found ways to fill that in then?
Me personally, I try to learn new things like trading and stuff. Or I'll start a hustle, like a side hustle.
What is the hardest part of this pandemic for you?
Being inside, trapped all the time.
Can you explain on it, please?
Before I used to be able to, like, at least just go outside just for a breather. Now, if I go outside, I have to wear a mask.
Has there been any positive outcome of this pandemic for you?
Can you repeat that, please?
Has there been any positive outcome from this pandemic for you?
I get to hang out with my family more.
Okay. What do you think about the nation and the world? What do you think the nation What do you think the nation and the world should learn from this pandemic?
That we pretty much don't have a lot of time on our hands. Like, people are dying every day. Make the best of the day as much as you can.
Okay. Next topic. Oh, another question. What do you think about the COVID vaccinations?
I pretty much think it's a scam, kind of. Not really a scam, but like, it shouldn't really be distributed as much as it is until it's really been tested.
Next topic will be the Black Lives Movement protest. First question, explain to me why you think this anti-racist protest started.
Because there's a lot of racism in the world and a lot of people don't recognize it or want to address it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you think New York City became the epic center of the protests?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing because there's been a lot of racism happening, mostly in New York. Going back from, you know, Breonna Taylor and Trayvon Martin and stuff.
Okay. Well, how have the uprising across the country shifted how you think about your ethnicity?
I'm not exactly sure. I think,
just like, how do you feel like it has it changed what you think or how people see you?
No, it's pretty much the same thing. I think the only thing that really changed was the fact that I see now that we really do gotta fight for equality.
Okay. Are there any stories that you're willing to share about encounters you may have had with racism or the police before?
I wouldn't really say it was racism, but when I was in high school, taking college courses, like a white lady decided to touch my hair because it was not like at a puff, so you could see my curl pattern, and she just touched my hair out of nowhere.
How did that make you feel?
At the time, I didn't really think nothing about it, and it took me like a good week to really understand what happened.
Okay. Are there any like stories or anything from close people to you that have had encounters with racism or the police before?
Nothing I know about now.
Okay. How have the protests in the context of the coronavirus shifted the way you think of the race in America?
Can you repeat that, please?
How has the protests in the context of coronavirus shifted the way you think of the race in America? Like,
now I just think there's a lot more racism than I originally thought before. And I don't really know how we're going to fix that, to be honest.
Okay. How do you feel? How has the past year changed how you think about police and racism in the U.S.? If it has or if it has not, then please explain.
It really hasn't, because I know that police are racist. Even though I know that there are policemen that aren't exactly racist, but they get tied up with the racist ones. So it really hasn't changed.
Okay. Do you feel like more that there are not enough good cops at least taking a stand?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the good cops just don't want to be penalized for it, like going against their own people.
Okay. Did you learn more about history of racism in this country since the protest started?
Not exactly. Like, I want to say that I've been learning, yes, but I feel like what I've been learning, I already knew.
Okay, makes sense. Has there been anything that your parents have been doing that inspires you to do anything or to see life differently or anything?
They just keep going, pretty much. Like, we understand what's happening, but there's not much that we can really do without a lot of people actually wanting to make a change. So, just keep going. Make little changes in your own life. Like, stop being racist towards other race, or just be accepting, pretty much.
Okay. What do you think about the local or national government's response to the protest that began in May 2020?
I feel like they went overboard, to be honest. Like, we didn't really need tear gas and stuff like that for it to stop. It was a peaceful protest until other people who don't even live in New York came and acted out.
How would you like to see this movement resolved?
I would like for it to just not be racism, or at least for us to actually understand that it's real and that something really needs to happen.
Okay. Next category. 2021. What are your response to the invasions of the U.S. Capitol? What is your reaction to the invasion of the U.S. Capitol that happened by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021?
Me personally, I was pretty upset with it because not the fact that they did it, but the fact that the president actually told them to do it. And when they actually invaded and got in, it wasn't a lot of policemen there or the National Guard like it was at the protest there to stop it or stuff.
What do you think led the people to attempt to violently overthrow the government?
The fact that Joe Biden won over Donald Trump. And that his plea for, or that it was rigged, was overturned. And they didn't really like that.
Okay. Were you surprised by how they were treated by the police?
No. Not at all, because they were mostly white protesters there that invaded the Capitol. So it was like they wanted to be soft with them. But had there been a person of color there, it would have been completely different.
Okay. There have been reports that the members of the groups that stormed the U.S. Capitol included police officers, elected officials, members of the U.S. military. What if anything should we as society do with the information of the part of the U.S. parts of the U.S. law enforcement, elected officials, and the armed force tried to overthrow the U.S. Democracy.
I think we need to take that information and really just try to understand what exactly is happening, how it's happening, and why it's being allowed.
Okay. What do you hope for this upcoming year for society?
I pray that we understand. Yeah, now we can understand what's happening, how different races are being treated, and to find solutions, or the attempt to find solutions to stop it, or to at least minimize it.
Gotcha. What do you think about the President Trump reaction to this invasion?
I feel like he's a hypocrite. You told them to go and do it, and when they actually did it, you want to act like you don't know where they came from, where the idea of them actually doing it. happened and how they could invade your people or put your people in danger when you did it.
Gotcha. What do you think about the impeachment trial for the former President Trump?
I feel like it took too long.
Even though he got impeached the first time, the second time the impeachment happened so close to him being removed from office, it just makes no sense at this point.
Okay, that wraps up our interview. Thank you very much for your time and have a good day.
Yeah.